friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Hey, we want to make sure we thank our partner Arby's for providing food for our golfers, some of the food that's been served to them throughout this Foundation Golf Tournament. We're here at Barrington Country Club in Aurora. We're going to have Paul Krueger join us just in a minute, but we want to get to the phone to Rick on a cell who had a question. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Our pleasure.
Hey, listen, not taking away anything that the Browns did in the draft, because I think that they got quality players, but even going back before the draft, they talked about this draft being a really deep draft as far as receivers were concerned.
Good. Right.
And I also heard them say that they wanted to build the team through the draft, and I guess as the draft went on and I didn't see their board change to address that need, it really concerned me, and I don't know if it should or if it concerned you or if you think they are going to be able to get somebody through, other means.
Sure. Rick, thanks for the call. I'm not going to say I'm not concerned about the potential for the need to be even greater than it was as we thought it was going into the draft for the receiver position. However, I would hasten to add, I am not disappointed or concerned with the moves that were made. I'd feel, if I felt that other positions weren't sufficiently addressed and then that was still standing outstanding, I'd have a problem with that. I think they did stick to their board and their plan and enhance themselves in a lot of different positions. We're happy to be joined right now by Paul Krueger, outside linebacker for the Browns and, of course, participating in the Foundation Tournament here at Barrington. First of all, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
So let's talk about, for you guys, and I asked John Hughes this question in yours, what's a general reaction you have to obviously the number one topic of these last few days, this draft? How do you think the Browns have gotten themselves better in these last few days?
From all that I hear, it sounds like things are going really well. I mean, people are really happy with our picks and with the overall draft. I personally don't follow college football too much, and I'm not one to get on there and look up on everything. So, to be honest, I mean, I couldn't really give my expert opinion just because I'm not really an expert. So, I think the draft is very, very important, and it sounds like we did a great job. So, hopefully, these guys come in ready to work.
You've got football to worry about, not scouting. So, I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But, Paul, when you see at least what comes through, whether or not you know about the players, was there was a clear sign of a philosophy that this is going to be a tough-nosed defensive team that's going to be able to run the football on offense. As a defensive player, how does that speak to you when you see so emphatically stated this is going to be about defense and toughness for this team?
Yeah. I think, that kind of philosophy really gives, you a lot of confidence that you're here, and you're a part of this defense. And the fact that they put trust in you and confidence in you, it is definitely a sign that, you're in the right place. And I think it is about defense in a lot of ways. Of course, it has to be a full team effort.
Sure.
But I think building around the defense is a good philosophy. I mean, I trust these guys, and it sounds like everything's going really well.
This will be your third different defense, basically, in 3 years, coming from Baltimore and then under Ray Horton and now under Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill. What's the one thing that you think will stand out to Browns fans when they watch the 2014 Browns on defense compared to maybe last year?
Honestly, the number one thing I've really seen is just the intensity and the physical stamina and explosion you got to have. I mean, these guys really make sure you're in shape. We run a ton, we condition, and in practice we run a lot. So it's definitely a change of mindset in that way. I think I'm in better shape now than I have been in a couple of years. I mean, just the way that we work, the way that the philosophy of practice, and then of course what we're doing in the weight room and our conditioning, that makes a really big difference.
And one of the things that you sort of pick up some subtle things as we're watching these practices, and it's not contact or anything, but just one of the things I note about you is I thought you're always been a guy who likes to kind of set up maybe that first move when you're coming off and see what the tackle or whatever does to commit and then take advantage of that. it seems like now there's a greater emphasis, not just for you, but for Barkevius Mingo, for whoever's coming off, Jabal Sheard coming off that edge, to just come off explosively and attack. Do you see that mindset that they're instilling?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you emphasize, especially on the defensive line, your get off, things will happen and things will fall into place when you get a nice burst and you're getting off the line and you're really stressing out the O lineman. So yeah, I think we've definitely made an emphasis on that, and guys are definitely responding to the call.
How would you describe Mike Pettine's leadership style as a head coach?
I think he sets a clear tone, and he expects you to live by it, and really doesn't have much. There's no room for error, really. I mean, he lets you know when you're in the wrong, and so although we haven't had a tremendous amount of experience with him, you know, I've taken from him really that, you know, you're gonna buy in or you're gonna be out. So and I respect that.
I like that. Sure.
Yeah. So you know, he expects what he expects, and you know, I think it's great. I mean, I think us as players, our responsibility and you know, the reason we're here is to respond to that in a positive way. And so it seems like everything's going really well. Guys understand what he wants, and I think we're working our hardest to get it done.
You know, it's interesting you say that, too. I mean, you came in, obviously, last year as one of the more highly touted free agents, not just for the Browns, the entire NFL and all that fanfare. But ultimately, when you got in the building, it was go-to-work time. And as you just stated now, with a new coach, you just laid out that bottom line. You either do it or you're gone. Johnny Manziel comes in with the fanfare to top all fanfare, but talking about it as a veteran player and someone who's been into the Super Bowl and all the hype that goes with that, how does the locker room sort of treat that? You said you barely paid attention to the draft. You're not, I know, I'm looking at you right now, you're not walking in there saying, yeah, okay, let's get him a water, let's do this. He's coming in as a rookie. How is that going to go down with the rest of you veterans?
You know, I mean, you have to respect what he did in college. I mean, the guy was Heisman and, you know, highly followed guy. So you look at that, you respect that. I mean, he's done a lot of great things for himself. And, you know, for us, I mean, he's just another guy on the team. So I'm not going to be treated any differently, any better or worse. I mean, he'll just be another one of the guys. I mean, and, you know, hopefully everything works out with him and he, you know, does well. And, you know, we need everybody to shine in their own way. So I think it's great. I mean, I'm excited to see how he plays and what type of kid he is. I mean, but, yeah, I mean, as far as his treatment in the locker room, it's going to be the same as any other player.
Yeah, he's going to come in as a backup and have to earn his keep just like anybody else. Talking with Paul Kruger of the Cleveland Browns now. Paul, as a defensive player on a team where you have an offense that's leading the league in passing attempts last year, and that can create some situations where you're on the field probably more often than you want, is it your preference to be on a team that is committed to running the football and playing that time of possession game? Does that help you do your job better to be a little bit fresher if that plays out properly?
It's nice to have those opportunities to catch your breath a little bit. But at the same time, you know, you really have to – you know, as a player in general, you have to be anxious to get on the field no matter what. I mean, no matter how tired you are or how much you've been out there, I mean, every opportunity should be something you're looking forward to. So that's the way I look at it. I mean, so, you know, of course there's going to be frustrations or whatever if you're just coming off the field and, okay, turn over, time to get back out there. But, I mean, in my eyes, you should always look forward to getting out there. So it is nice to get a little bit less reps and you know, have a more balanced game. But having said that, you know, if that's a part of the deal, you got to do it. You got to do what it takes.
And you speak about being anxious to get out there. I don't know if players pay much attention to the schedule, but knowing how last season ended in Pittsburgh, seeing Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh week one, does that kind of give you an opportunity to say, hey, we really can change the narrative right out of the gate by going in there and doing something that hasn't been done in quite some time?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's a huge setup for us. I mean, an opportunity I'm looking forward to. That's a exciting place to play, and you know, being one of our rivals and in conference and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's going to draw a lot of attention, and I think for us, it's going to be a statement game for sure.
Browns outside linebacker Paul Kruger joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Barrington Country Club, the site of the Browns Foundation Tournament. One more from me, just the idea that in free agency this year, this team continued the defensive theme with Carlos Dansby, with Dante Whitner, the emphasis there, two corners added in the draft as well. For you, is there a sense of excitement? Because all of this, as you were kind of talking about earlier, all of this is something you could feed off of and benefit from, right? Because if other people are doing their jobs well, it's going to make your job, not, I'm not going to say easier, but more effective.
For sure. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, anytime you have good players around you, you know, it's a compliment to everything that's going on, and it creates opportunities for everybody. So, you know, that's really the bottom line, is getting a group of guys who is not only talented and all those things, but it wants to win, competitive personalities, team guys. I mean, it all comes into play. So, in my mind, it's really just about us creating a tradition and a standard around here, and then living up to it every day, every week, you know, and coming in this season really flying.
Do you sense that there maybe is now a different and a strong enough group of guys in the locker room who have tasted winning? You came from Baltimore after winning the Super Bowl. Dante Whitner, three straight NFC Championship games in the Super Bowl that you guys ultimately won. Are there enough guys now that have actually seen winning to be able to help these young guys say, listen, this is what it ultimately takes to win, as opposed to maybe in years past when there weren't a big enough group of you guys amongst the core leaders of this team?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot. I really do. I know just from my experience, you know, being around veteran guys who kind of laid the path for me to come in to Baltimore and kind of see the tempo, see the dedication, the mindset, all that stuff helped me a lot. And I think it is a big factor for us. I mean, and it puts responsibility on us older guys, and you know, we have to be able to, you know, create that tradition and that energy, that when people come into the locker room and when they come into the stadium before a game, they know it's go time. They know it's a serious business trip, because when you feel that energy, it just creates a sense of excitement and gets you ready to go.
Paul, thank you so much for
taking the time. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
He's Paul Kruger, outside linebacker with a nice swing in the golf tournament, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. We have got much more coming up from Barrington Country Club here in Aurora on ESPN 850 WKNR.